from KQED.
A couple days ago, there was a survey out that said 46% of Bay Area residents were likely to leave in a few years. That's nearly half. So KQED asked you, where are you going and why?
Hi, I'm Debbie from San Jose.
My name is Patrick, and I'm calling from Berkeley.
This is Kimberly Dean.
We're leaving.
We are moving.
We sold our house.
Expenses.
Volume of traffic.
Childcare. Food.
Even gas.
The general cost of living.
Today, why some are saying goodbye to the Bay Area and to California altogether. I'm Erica Aguilar. Welcome to the Bay.
I wanted to ask people why they were leaving California because I wanted to get a deeper sense of the reasons beyond, oh, I can't really afford a house or a place to buy in the Bay Area.
Tanya Mosley is senior Silicon Valley editor for KQED.
Personally, as someone who moved from Detroit or outside of Detroit, Michigan, a place where there was an opportunity and I was in search of opportunity, I felt that emotional connection to loving the place where you're from, but feeling like you can't live there anymore.
We are moving because our two daughters who grew up in San Jose have left California.
What I feel like is even more of perhaps a burn for people here in the Bay Area is that they're not leaving because there's a lack of opportunity. In fact, many people told me they spent their whole lives trying to do the right thing by going to school, getting an education, doing right by their finances. And even despite all of that, they just can't afford to stay here.
Both girls are professionals with graduate degrees from top universities, but the cost of housing and the volume of traffic are so high now that they decided to build their lives in other states.
So I just wanted to hear from folks and hear those stories.
Good morning, KQED. This is Kimberly Dean. My family and I, my husband and my two daughters, decided to leave the Bay Area.
There was this woman, Kimberly Dean, who recently moved from Antioch to New Mexico just last month.
We sold our house and moved to New Mexico.
And she says that everything is just less expensive there.
Even gas is like a dollar cheaper a gallon here.
Gas, groceries, housing, it's just cheaper.
You can buy like a $1 million house for about $250,000.
But she feels really mournful knowing that she had to leave the place that she really considers home.
Since I'm a native Californian, it was a hard decision to make.
The hardest thing for Kim in leaving the Bay Area was leaving her roots, her family, her life that she had built here.
But in the end, considering all of the financial issues, commuting, it just had to be made.
There are lots of folks in her life that are also spread out and moving lots of other places. So in a way, the place she knew, the California she knew, is no longer the California that is right now. People are feeling like if they're choosing to leave, they're choosing to leave because at some point they feel like they'll be forced to leave. And those who feel like they've been forced to leave, actually what's interesting is we had several respondents who said, I need to leave because we can't even make it month to month, but we can't even afford to build up enough savings to move. So once we get that, once we're able to get a leg up on that, we're definitely looking at other places. So I think the range and despair that people are feeling is really interesting. And this particular question really highlights that, the being forced to versus just planning to make that exit.
I mean, will this ultimately like result in what might become a big demographic shift for the Bay Area where leaving a lot of white people in California and forcing out a bunch of brown people?
We've seen a mass exodus over the last 20 to 30 years. It's been pretty substantial when it comes to that particular population. Areas like Oakland, where the population has completely dipped when it comes to minorities. But also, what's interesting, though, when we don't talk about race, but we just talk about culture and the shifts in culture, I think that what we're seeing, though, across the board, we can say in confidence, is that socioeconomically, we're seeing a big shift between the haves and have-nots, and historically, Black and brown people fall in that category of the have-nots. And so with that, we may see even more of like a shift and change in demographics, which is unfortunate because there are not that many Black and brown people here to begin with.
Do you plan to stay here for a long time?
You're not doing this for the radio, are you? For real?
Are we sharing secrets here?
I mean, I plan to be here for a long time. I mean, I don't know. Okay, let me answer this honestly. My husband and I have great jobs right now, and our children go to wonderful schools, and we hope to be here for a long time. But the reality is, it is hard to live here when it's so expensive to live here. And looking at other places throughout the country and seeing that there might be a little bit of relief, and I could still offer all those things that I want, like a great education for my kids and living around wonderful people, the lure to move other places is real.
We love California. We've lived here for 40 years and would have been happy to stay here for the rest of our lives.
We've really needed a good excuse to leave, and we've been kind of just waiting for that to happen. We decided to relocate to, of all places, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And what's in Minneapolis? Well, my wife is going to be going to grad school there.
We're following our daughter and granddaughter to Maryland, and we'll be gone by the end of the year. Wish us luck. Thank you.
Of the more than 200 residents of San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland who answered Tanya Mosley's survey, nearly half said y'all are moving to Texas, specifically Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio, where I'm from, which sort of pains me because I know that'll change San Antonio and the way my family lives there, the way I've become part of how California has changed, and the way people live here. I'm Erica Aguilar. You've been listening to The Bay. You know, all this talk about leaving California begs for some nostalgia. The California Report magazine has been running a series asking you to write a letter to someone who came to the Golden State with a dream. Catch the series and the letters by subscribing to the California Report magazine wherever you get your podcasts.